Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Today is Gaizka Mendieta Day. At Valencia, my friend Gaizka was the most reliable penalty taker you've ever seen, perhaps in the world. He's going to tell you all of his secrets, so grab your pen and paper and listen up. David De Gea, it's too late.
It was a process of obviously practicing and becoming more confident, and I think more than myself getting more confident, it was making people realise, well, this guy is not all just about running. And because that game I play as a right back, which I used to hate. It's the worst position ever. So yeah, it was, like I said, it was.
Did you have to say, "Boss, I want this. I want to be not that day, but no, I want to be the penalty taker."
Was more of the team, which he said, "Look, this guy is taking penalty. That's amazing because you know in trainings you always stay longer and with the goalkeepers taking penalties, free kicks. That's always the joke." So I think I earned the respect by my teammates through that. I remember it was Mijatovic, was the one that used to take them. We had Shalenko, the Russian guy.
Yeah.
They were the guys that used to take penalties. So came to that moment where I think Mijatovic missed one or two. Shalenko wasn't there anymore. So the guy said, I remember Camarasa and Giner, which was the more experienced players there. They said, "You are the next one. We've seen you kicking the free kicks. We've seen you taking penalties. You're the next one." I was like, okay. So I take the penalty at the Bernabeu, Paco Bullo, and score.
Can you remember it?
Yeah. It was in the goal as you come out the tunnel on the right side, wasn't it? Yeah. But the guys, which I think is what makes me happier and prouder, that there was my teammates.
They elected
there,
you.
Yeah. They kind of saying, you know, this is the guy. Normally the manager, he says, 1, 2, 3, you take the penalties. But it was actually the guys trusting me to check it, and that I think that for me was a huge honor.
You're going to go on to continually score penalties at the Bernabeu,
yeah,
pretty regularly,
yeah,
against Barcelona, against Arsenal, Manchester United, certainly, and famously, we don't want to go on too much about San Siro, which is a disappointing night, but you feature there scoring a penalty. You score your penalty in the shootout. I guess you score for Borough against Everton and Spurs in the two.
I miss a Spurs one.
Ah, then we come back to that.
Yeah.
But you'd accept my proposition that at one stage you were the world's best penalty taker.
Mm.
What was the mentality? What was your technique? What went through your head?
I practice learning process and watching other players doing it. And I mentioned earlier Oleg Salenko. He was the guy that I would take the penalties. It looked like it was a joke. It was just take a jog, a run, not very fast, and watching the goalkeeper. Obviously, goalkeeper, the longer you take without being very slow, they get anxious. They need to, because they like to be quick, so they make a decision which side to go, so they don't have much time to think. But the guy was like running and then waiting, pop, the other side. I learned, and somehow it became my way of taking them, because before that, I used to, like most players do, choose one side and go for that, and then the better you are, obviously, the more easy you could put it somewhere.
So if I understand you correctly, you've got the Bernabeu in this instance all around you. It's noisy, there's pressure, your heart's thumping. But what you begin to choose to do is to run up, trusting that your technique will be good without looking at the ball, and you watch what card players call a tell.
Yeah.
You wait for a tell in the goalkeeper.
Literally, you run just not even a second, maybe 1 second or so. At that moment when the goalkeeper moves, because goalkeepers always move. If any watches or replays a goalkeepers always have to move before, otherwise they won't make it. So wait and then kick it to the other side. Sometimes they will wait, and by the time I get to the ball, they've not moved yet, and then I'll go for one side. Sometimes, like you mentioned, the one in the Champions League final, Oliver Kahn, rather than going one side to save it, he took a couple of steps in front to try to reduce the space. By the time, again, he goes down and tried to save, it was too late, putting more pace. So it was difficult.
So you used his forward momentum to realise that he can't be diving left or right in the split second that he's moving forward. And if you hit it harder, it's more likely to go underneath his dive, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. Have you
ever thought about the micro?
No, it sounds so difficult.
But the micro processing that's going on in your brain.
The process. It is. Is the run, wait for the goalkeeper. Once the goalkeeper is there and you buy the ball just about to kick it, has he moved? Has he chosen one side? Has he coming up? Have I have to put more pace on the ball, more on the angle, more just putting on one side?
So that took about 11 seconds to say, and you processed it in the Champions League final in that instance, but again and again over your career in maybe 11 millionths of a second, all that information. I'm raising it because if you're a confident man or woman who plays football, you're always like, yeah, I'd like the penalty. But when you begin to think above the thing about being confident or brave or stupid enough to take it, what you don't think about is everything that's involved. And I really like the
basically,
fact.
Probably because of that.
I made you nervous 14 years later. I just love
thinking
that.
Thinking, wow, really all that?
I'm not taking it ever again. But was the feeling the same when they all went in? Job done, thanks.
It was confident. I knew... because it worked. So when something is working and you see
In life,
like in life, yeah.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. All of these stories come from my podcast series, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter. There are interviews with over 100 elite footballers on our archive. Search for the show on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.